Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Innes. I am delighted to have the very beautiful and very talented Terry Tonkin joining us. Welcome, beautiful.
Hello, how are you?
I am very well. Super excited to chat to you because we have a lot to talk about, and I'm just getting guided. Like, there's so much that I need to pick your brain because I think that this is going to be very, very powerful. But before we get started, I'm going to hand it over to you to introduce yourself, and then we'll dive in with lots of juicy information.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity. Hi everyone, Terry Tonkin from Connect Within, as you can see behind me. And let me help you have your story told. And what does that mean? I'm actually a ghostwriter. I'm an author in my own right. I've contributed to coming up to 14 compilation books now. I'm on my third manuscript as a ghostwriter. And I was a little late in life finding my passion, but just loving the journey now.
I love what you do and I love working with you. We've actually got our second book together coming out on the 14th of November, which is An Empowered Life, which I am just so delighted. Another opportunity for you to share your story with our beautiful audience and help inspire people. And I think that the key message today that I'm getting is that we all have a story, and it's sometimes we just don't know how to put it out there or what impact we're going to have by sharing our story.
Everybody's got at least one story. Some people don't think their story's worth listening to, but if their story can help one person, it's made an impact. And then that person can share their story, and it becomes a ripple effect, like a domino. And there's lots of reasons people don't want to write a story. There's no time, there's no money, there's no this, there's no that, nobody will read it. Who's going to listen to what I've got to say? There's so many reasons. And when I moved into ghostwriting just a short 12 months ago, actually, people were asking me, will I do this? Will I do that? And I've had to set some boundaries and go, no. So I'm actually getting enough work writing manuscripts and writing blogs, of all things. Even in a blog, people can tell a story.
You personally, what impact has that had on your life by sharing parts of your story?
For me, it's therapeutic. We carry stories with us. We carry baggage with us. And by releasing that, for me, writing is therapeutic. Telling my story is therapeutic. And like I said, if my story can impact one person, that person knows that they're not alone. To have someone come back and go, I've just read your story about, oh, wow, thank you. I thought the only person. So I think that's where the impact is, the gratitude that I get as well. So it's therapy for me, and it's therapy for my ghostwriting clients as well, even though they're not doing the writing, they're still sharing their story. And then the gratitude of what you do get to share, I think is a big one as well.
And you said like the ripple effect. I think that's probably the biggest part for me that you don't know who you're touching. Like, you don't know the impact that your story has because a lot of the times we do feel so alone. We feel like we are the only one going through this right now. Like, the whole world
Absolutely.
is against us, this is it, But this is the power I truly believe of sharing stories to let people know that you're not alone. Like, we all have stuff happening, and by sharing it, we get to inject the wisdom, the inspiration, the hope, and also share with people how we came out the other side as well.
Yeah. And it's not always or only coming from adversity either. Little successes. One of the books that I was in with Cleo Merrick, one of our other authors, and it was called I Did It. And that was around mindset. And I read how I had gone from being a non-runner, I totally hated running, to running half marathons. And it's inspirational in that, wow, she's been able to change her mindset. How did she do that? And then that question's come too. How did you do that? Why did you do that? But yeah, just having that ripple effect and the impact on somebody else's life, that it doesn't have to be that we've come from adversity, but we've all got stories. They could be stories, they're gratitude stories, they're empowering stories, so we've all got them.
And I love the fact that you think that, you know, like I truly believe that every time that I write and I share part of my story, it is therapy for me. It is actually part of my healing process. And I mean, you don't have to go out and share it with the world like both you and I do, but writing it is the therapy. It is actually putting that pen to paper and it's getting it out of here, so declutter up here so it can free up. I always believe it's freeing up more goodness than to come into your life.
And for me, when I write, I started off, I wrote my own story. And I called that My Time to Shine. And then from there, I've been able to write on different topics that have impacted my life. I talked about mindset, what is success? I've written on perception. I've written about gratitude, forgiveness, inspiration, empowerment. And they're things that have impacted my life in a good way. And sharing the good stories.
Because let's just face it, like life happens, things go up and down all the time, and we were just talking about life just before we came on live. And you know, I think this is the key part to it. It doesn't have to be all the doom and gloom. Let's talk about and actually be, you know, inspired by other people's success. And success can be on so many different levels, you know, and how we all view it is differently.
Absolutely. One of the other books, one of the compilation books, I actually wrote a chapter called What is Success? And for some people, it's getting out of bed and having a shower and getting dressed. It doesn't have to be, I've got all the wealth, I've got all the abundance, I've got all the financial goals, I've got all the assets in the world. Who knows? Might be happy because I was able to get out of bed and have a shower and put clean clothes on. So it is such a spectrum. And why not celebrate all successes?
Yes, absolutely. I'm working with an amazing mentor at the moment, and one of the things that he says is that he will celebrate everybody's success, whether he likes that person or not, because that's in a true reflection of how you show up successfully as well. And it really resonated to me because why pick and choose? Like, success is success. It doesn't matter how small or how great it is, because, like you said, it's on so many different levels.
And here in Australia, sadly, we've got the tall poppy syndrome. Let's knock them off their knees. If we do that, how does that then impact our life? That only actually, for me, that actually brings positivity into my life. Looking at, well, how did they get that? Why did they get that? Who did they have to walk over? Rather than go, wow, fantastic, congratulations. And your whole physiology changes. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, so instead of being the doom and gloom and, sack, put a smile on and go, congratulations. To make a huge deal out of every success, but acknowledge it.
Absolutely.
And let the person know that you're happy for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It has taken a long time for me to truly be happy in life and to get to that point where, you know, I have these amazing people that I work with. And, you know, I'm not saying that everything in my life is perfect because I don't actually believe in a perfect life. It's perfection. I took that word out of my vocabulary because I don't believe it truly exists. But I want to talk to you about, you know, stepping into that gratitude as well, because I look, we've spoken quite a few times and gotten to know each other, and I know that gratitude is really important to you. And you know, just like we were saying before, you know, being grateful for just the basic things that we have in life as well.
It took me a long time, and I think that's the way we were raised. When you look, my parents, if they were still with me, would be in their 90s, in their mid-90s. So they came through, my parents came through the war and the depression years. So they didn't get to experience abundance other than love. So I was very fortunate that my family shared a lot of love. We didn't have a lot of physical things. And I guess that's one of the things that my mum and dad did teach me, even though those around me were different, let's say. But my dad was always, I can still hear him going, be grateful for what you've got. Not necessarily focus on what you don't have. But it was just a simple, not a throwaway line, but it was just a simple line. Be grateful for what you've got and appreciate what you've got. You know, Christmas, we used to get one bigger present and then the obligatory, in my day, it was pajamas, and things like that. And then your birthday, you got one special present. I look at what my grandchildren get now and I go, wow. Very different world. We focus on what we don't have or haven't got. Doesn't mean to say we'll never get it. Haven't got it yet. So, what you have, be grateful for the journey of life, because you never know what's around
No, absolutely, absolutely.
corner.
Now we're you I'm so grateful because you're sharing in the second book that's curated by the Corporate Escapers, which is called An Empowered Life. And I chose that topic because I feel that it also backs onto gratitude, because I feel like when you're really grateful, that also empowers you. What does an empowered life look like or mean to you?
For me, at this point in my life, my empowered life is I get to choose. I get to choose what I eat, if I eat, when I eat. I get to choose what I wear, when I wear it, how I wear it. I get to choose the work that I do. So being empowered at this stage in my life is having those choices. And I'm very grateful for the journey of the life that I've had. It's downs and ins and outs and all sorts of things. Lots of adventures. I won't say that there were regrets. Maybe there's like, maybe I could have done that differently. But even if what I did do gave me an experience. So now it's, yeah, I've got the choice to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, if I want to do it. So,
Yeah, I love that so much, because I think so much of us, like from society, you know, we think we have to be a certain way. We think we need to, you know, well, I mean, I was always growing up that you go to school, you either go to university or you get a good job. Now, as a woman, like you get married and you have kids, and then when you retire, that's when you go and have fun. And you know, just about to turn 40 and my whole world crumbled, and I called BS on it all, because I realized that, well, hang on, that's not how it's all working out. That's not what it's meant to be. So I love the fact that you're saying that you get to choose what you want. And I wish that for everybody. I wish for everybody to be able to stand in their empowerment and choose their pathway, whether it's a different pathway to what society thinks. Do you. It's the most liberating thing that you can ever do.
I've also got a coaching background. So, you know, we talk about expectations and standards. I've standards for myself. Live up to my expectations.
Yeah, absolutely.
People's expectations of me, none of my business.
Yes. Do you find that also too, you know, for me, writing stories, it's part of my legacy that I'm also leaving, because we actually never know that, we may not be here, but somebody's going to read our story later down the track, and they're not going to go, oh my God, I want to know about this person. And it's pretty a vivid thing in a way to sort of think of life like that.
Yeah. And it becomes far-reaching.
Yes.
As an author, the connections that I've made through my writing journey and being involved in different compilation books with different publishers, and even doing some speaking, there was a publisher listening to a talk that I did one day, and she contacted me. We've had a good conversation. I haven't gone into her compilation books as yet, but she has referred me to another publisher
Yep.
who has referred me to a potential ghostwriting client.
I love it. I love it.
We
Oh.
become a community as well
Yeah.
when you share your stories with a group of people, own books. But when you're in a compilation book with a group of people, the connections that you make, it's far-reaching. Now,
Yeah.
the first publisher, the lady I was speaking for, was in Perth. The publisher is in Victoria, connected me with a publisher in Colorado, who connected me with a potential client in on the Western Seaboard. So
Wow. See, this is what I love. I love the fact that when you are fully stepping into your power and showing up as yourself, your best and highest self, that the possibilities are completely endless as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now,
In
I want,
one week,
no.
I spoke to somebody in Colorado, somebody
Yes.
in Canada, and
Yeah.
somebody in New York through my writing.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Somebody
And
picks it up, reads what you've written, or
that's
somebody
right.
picks up a book and go, I want to know more about her. Maybe
Yes.
necessarily read what I've written as yet, but they want
Yeah.
to know about me because
Yes.
they need something else.
Yeah, and look, I'm such a big believer that when we share a story, a part of our DNA is actually embedded in that other person. And at the right time, it's activated. Now, it could be one day, 2 years, 5 years, you just never know. But at the right time when they need it, or somebody else, like they've heard your story, that's going to be activated in them going, you need to read this story. You need, like, how many times have we had conversations and you're telling a story and someone goes, you need to read this article, or you need to read this book, or you need to listen to this podcast. This is the power of stories, people. Like, you just don't
Yeah.
know the possibility of
Well, you
what's going
need
to
to talk to
happen.
someone. You need to talk to this particular person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doing a project, think that you'll be really keen on that, or
Yes.
suited, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what I've been asking a few people lately on the show is that towards the end of the year, I use three words, which is reset, realign, and refocus. And what about it was all about is taking stock of where we're at and the amazing things that have happened, things that may not have worked, but also where we're going. So what is one thing that you have been surprised about for this year?
I'm surprised with my ghostwriting that it took off as quickly as it did. I only work on one or two projects at a time because it's quite intense, because you're getting the story out of somebody and then rewriting it, but in their voice. So it's quite intense. When I said I was going ghostwriting, people started going, will you do copywriting? Will you do content writing? Will you do this? Will you do that? And I went, oh, that's not quite my thing. I haven't got to the copywriting, but I've done writing, I've done blogs. And again, it's been through networking, whether it's been through face-to-face networking or group networking, and word of mouth has come back, and that, could you send me a sample? So I'm actually quite surprised. I'm actually working for a web designer, doing rewrites of articles, and I'm just quite surprised that it's taken off as quickly as it has. 12 months, I'm, half over halfway through my third manuscript, and these other bits and pieces that are coming in on the song. So that's my reflection for this year. So I use a reflect, reassess, and reset. So, or review and reset, similar type of thing. So my reflections are, wow, I've done actually pretty good this year. And my review is, well, okay, what do I need to improve?
Yeah.
And my reset for next year, I'm already booked in for two compilation books, one in Canada and one in Colorado, or based in Canada and Colorado. So really looking forward to those, and they're quite big ones. And where can I go to from here? So I don't know that I'll go to copywriting. not quite my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Who knows? But to continue on and continue growing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, let me help you have your story told. And I do believe that that's my legacy now, to help others to tell and share their stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing I'd love to know is, what's one big goal that you've got for
2023? I'm too busy with 2022. Like I said, I've got two compilation books already coming out in the early next year. I would love to have two more ghostwriting clients to start 2023, and then two more in June, July 2023.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And I know that that's going to happen, because you're in full alignment of what you're doing and your passion shines through. And I'm super grateful to have the opportunity to continue working with you and with that. And I'm going to pop all the details below of how people can actually reach out to you. And I truly believe that you are living your complete purpose as well in doing what you're doing. So I just want to say thank you so much. I am so grateful you'll be able to take a look at Terry's article that's in the current issue of the Corporate Escapist magazine. Also check out her book that you actually in our first one, which is An Inspired Life, and then also in our second one, which is An Empowered Life, that goes live on the 14th of November as well. And as always, beautiful, I am so grateful to have you in my life, but also to work with you as well.
And thank you. And thank you for the opportunity of being in both books. And thank you for bringing such beautiful people together to share their stories. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. It's my outlook. Honestly, I pinch myself that this is my job. I really do. I just sit there and like, oh my goodness, how is this possible with it? But I just, as I said, I am so grateful, and I am going to pop all the details, because Terry really gets to know you on just that real personal level. And that is a gift in itself, so that she can actually bring not only your words to life, but your heart and your soul as well. So honestly, she has done some work with me, and I just know that you really have a true gift that you are bringing to the world as well.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Terry, for joining us. Thank you, everyone who is tuning in and watching this episode. Remember, you can reach out to Terry. All the links are actually below here. And remember to live life to the fullest on every single day. Love and light to you all.
Now.